trade unionist and socialist coalition candidates respond. We have to say enough is enough. Stop all cuts and privatization now. If you don't come from a rich family or a family with big assets, you need public services. EMA payments for college students, a functioning career service, somewhere to go with other young people. The possibility of getting a job and a home must be on offer. Councils must provide services that offer alternative routes out of a life of crime or drugs. When our young people are dying, it's time to act. Nancy Taff, candidate for High Street, Waltham Forest. Unfortunately, the threat of violence is a constant fear for many parents with teenagers, like myself, who want their children to be confident and independent, but also safe on the streets. In a borough with a high youth population, with high levels of overcrowding and poverty, the mayor's cuts, including £700,000 from youth services, have worsened the situation. We know schools are cutting courses because of central government cuts, and career services are being cut back, again pushing some young people to the margins. Hugo Peer, candidate for mayor in Tower Hamlets. While every incident has its own specific circumstances, the increase in violent crime on our streets, we believe, is a reflection of deteriorating youth provision. Young people have had their services destroyed, our career services, social work teams vital to helping children and families, and local connections teams have all sustained vicious cuts. This is not to mention the deep cuts to our youth offending team's budget. Thea Sheriff, candidate for Leighton Stone, Waltham Forest. Before the riots in Tottenham in 2011, 8 of 13 youth centres were callously closed in Haringey. Socialist Party members campaigned for them to be reopened. Instead, the now discredited and deselected Labour Council leadership of Clare Cober proposed to cut the youth services budget by 75%. A poignant video has been circulated of young people speaking and protesting against these cuts, tragically including one of the local victims. Haringey is now set to become the first Corbyn council in London. The new council must reopen these closed centres, expand youth services and restore EMA. Candidates in Haringey. 45% of children in Hounslow are living with out-of-work parents, or in low-income households. The least we are asking for is youth services that can provide for them, give them somewhere to go, help them socially integrate, and gain some skills. We are asking for things that can help them be motivated young people who can really make a difference in the future. Succethi, candidate for Hounslow South, see a video of Succful speech on the London Socialist Party Facebook page. Socialist Party members have set up a petition to demand that London's Labour councils reinstate all cut youth services and youth service jobs. See and sign it on change.org. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of April 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.